Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm laying in my bed and I just, it's important to have inner peace. That's the goal of my life, you know. Inner peace comes from a form of dealing, making music. It gives me inner peace, you know. But the sad thing is, I was looking at my music, listening to it, and got so much talent, but I haven't been recognized yet. I haven't got that big break, but I have to continue to believe. But more importantly, the most important, on the internal situation, it's good to express thyself, not repress. As I told you before, my music, why I got into music, because I was repressed so much in my life, and been a target of bullies and stuff when I was younger, and still am, you know, but I'll get to that in later in this podcast. You know, I've been targeted by bullies, and I was repressed from expressing myself as a child. My first memory as a child was being made fun of or being beaten. That's some way to come into the world. And it took me years. So my first instinct in dealing with all that was to be shut numb and keep things and just be, you know, like a frozen doll, you know, just it's kind of like be very shy, not say anything, because the world seemed too cruel to me. And it was like that for the first 15 years. Really, it was. I mean, born into something of chaotic and volatility. I was very calm, but the world wasn't when I was a kid. So, again, my first instinct was to keep things to myself and just to be careful what I do. The world did not seem like a safe place. It seemed dangerous. So when kids were making fun of me when I was 3 or 4 years old, and then I got my first memory of being beaten, I was like, okay, the world does not like me, so I don't know how to deal with this. So what I did is just stay calm and be shy. But when I got 15, I couldn't be shy or calm no more, because what's going on around me, the world was getting worse. It seemed like it hasn't changed. So, but one thing that I like was being an artist, you know. I discovered art to express myself when I was a very young kid, so I draw pictures. So that was one way, but 15 is like, that wasn't the way to cope. I remember my 8th grade teacher told me to go to the Buffalo Academy for the Visual and Performing Arts. And I was like, because she thought I could be a great artist. That was my, the truth that was part of who I was, destiny-wise, but I ignored it because I also was seen as having a good intellect, so I went to a technical high school, which is very hard to do. You had to be an A, you had to be above average to get into, besides the city honor school, you know. You had to take an exam, and you had to have an A average, B average. So I was considered very bright in that sense. And it was okay to be bright, but I was an artist, really. But I just didn't know. I didn't know, where I was going. But when the art went away, my world, whatever I dealt with and dealing with the world around me kind of altered in a bad way. So when I started picking up my art again, I was totally different. It went from drawing to wanting to sing. And I did not want, I did not have a natural gifted voice. No, I did not feel I did. It was more just a vent, scream, as they call it, because the world around me was very cruel. So singing became part of that thing, rock singing. So I didn't think about being in it as a career. So 15, 16, I just started singing. Then I wanted to sing more and more and more and more because the world seemed to be dark. So since I was born, the world seemed dangerous and cruel. So I first dealt with it the first 15 years by being shy and keeping everything to myself and just trying to stay alive and drawing pictures. So then the world got worse, so that disintegrated, and then I started singing. So I felt good, and everybody thought I was crazy. They already thought I had a mental problem. They really did, because I was singing rock music. That was the ignorance. So I realized that the world was indifferent, filled with ignorance, and filled not only danger, but ignorance and lack of education about diversity. I said, they must be really ignorant, and they were, and they still are. So when I make music, it's like I'm glad that I was able to, from 20 on, when I came to California and I wanted to be a star, I had that determination. It was so fierce and so fearless. But it didn't turn out to be the way I want. People didn't understand me and let me down a path that was totally antithesis of what I wanted to do. I wanted to be, you know, Capitol Records, you know, be a troubadour, sing, build a band, you know, 19, that's what I wanted to do. I just had to take my time in getting there. Because I had to find a place to live. I was homeless, and I had to be careful. There's a city I did not know anybody in L.A. So I had to find my way around, make sure I don't do anything to hurt myself or put myself in jeopardy. So I was well ahead in that part. So I said, give me some time to find my place out here near Hollywood, because I want to be in Hollywood. But they let me down a path because I guess I came off as unique, and they really were ignorant. So again, my approach with the world is that, oh, they're so ignorant. The lack of diversity, they don't understand me at all. So I was got to a place like, went to the Valley, and went to Palmdale, went to Glendale, went to all over places that I had no intention of coming to because of people's lack of, lack of ignorance, lack of awareness of diversity, and lack of awareness of who I was. And I still feel that way. Do I feel there's a lot of ignorant people on this planet who lack the knowledge to understand diversity and respect the boundaries? Yes. I still do. I still feel even more strongly. That's why I hope, you know, when you have these open-minded laws and you have, anti-this, anti-that, you know, you have protection with protect people who are gay, protect people who are black, and so on. That's good. But also, they need to be more awareness about if you see someone who's perceived as unique, they're not crazy. And I know I'm right. I believe I'm strong. As I got older, I was strongly right. So I said, I must know a lot of answers that these people don't. It wasn't me, it was them. What helped me on that path is I came across individuals who are very bright and very aware of spirituality and reality, who told me, who reminded me, I have my own style. And they saw it, and they said, love thyself, love myself as much as I can out here in L.A. because, you know, there are some ignorant people out there, and they won't understand me. And I was like, that's right. That's how I feel. And it's like, it's not me. It's them. They may think I'm crazy. They may think I'm a nut because I like music or I like a religion or my own personality. And it has nothing to do with me. And one person told me, God made me who I am, not other people. So remember, accept my embrace my uniqueness, embrace my who I was. So I said, yeah, you're right. That's how I really feel. So I looked at myself and said, I'm a great person. I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words won't bring me down because I was always seen as the outcast, seen as that. When I was younger, I couldn't handle it. You know, it's like I didn't understand why the world was so cruel. because I was made fun of all the time, and I was judged, you know, religion and ignorance and superficiality. But then I was like, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to embrace it, especially if I want to be an artist. I have to embrace it. Because when you come out to Hollywood, you cannot be the standard. You have to be original to get discovered. It didn't happen with being discovered, which I hope it does. But I know I'm very rational. So I got more educated, which was an unexpected occurrence being out here, because I did not come out here to be educated. I came out here to be an artist, you know. You know, paint my eyes, go on stage, but that's for stage. Wear glitter and be on stage and sing or talk or whatever. You know, I wanted to be, you know, whoever made it in Hollywood in music, you know, whoever got signed in Hollywood, from Prince, Roger Nelson, to Guns N' Roses, to Sheryl Crow, to Motley Crue, to lots of artists. So that's what I want to be in my own way, you know, or Melissa Etheridge, or, you know, that's who I wanted to be. Those people got signed in Hollywood, you know. Either they came out of Hollywood to be signed, or they came out here and then they struggled and they got discovered, you know, or the Eagles or something like that. You know, it's just, you know, that's what I came out here to be. And I had to develop my own style and be me. Because I know I couldn't, if I try to pretend to be somebody else, I couldn't. I had my own influences, but naturally for who I was, I developed my own style. But it didn't happen. So I had to accept that. It happens to a lot of Hollywood dreamers. I hope it does. But the good thing is it did happen that I released my music to the public. So I'm glad it happened that I got it on the indie label and released. And I'm a member of BMI as a songwriter and a professional songwriter, you know. So that's the first step. So it's progressing. It's much better than it was at that when I was 19. But as far as cultural clashes and so on, yes. I came to Los Angeles because the perception back east was Los Angeles weird, way out, you know, because of the artistic creations, very liberal. California's liberal, very open-minded. I would never go to a place that's perceived as closed-minded. So I go to a place that's open. So near Los Angeles or San Francisco, open. But it's Los Angeles because I want to be an artist, you know. But cultural clashes come to form up today. Where still doing my own thing. And there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. I'm not bothering nobody. You know, the rationale, if I ain't saying nothing to anybody, if I ain't hurting nobody physically or something, and I'm just living my life, then I'm doing something right. That's how we determine rationality, whether something hurts or something is wrong or right. If someone is hitting us or shooting a gun at us, then that's illegal. If someone is trespassing, that's illegal. You know, that's the violation. But if someone's living their life and doing their thing and whatever, and they ain't doing nothing to anybody, it's not bothering anybody except someone's difference of opinion or controlling, then something's wrong with the person who's trying to control. That's the beauty of living in America, you know. That's why we're different from other countries. But we still got people trying to control. But my music was evolving to write about what I want and what I do. So I wrote a song, Trauma, and that was, at the time, you know, coming out here and then progressing about my experiences from dealing with ignorant people. And ignorant people can hurt people. When you're ignorant and you're closed-minded, they can be dangerous. Closed-minded people can be dangerous. That was my perception, and it's true. Here it is. It's a song. It's a rock song I've written. I don't play it that often because it's lower voice, you know. It's evolvement. of what I'd done. It's one of my songs, but I don't play it that often. I was in the rock and roll mode. I had a lower voice. My voice evolved into a mixture. So, you know, I released it on Dub Legacy Beyond Goodbye For Now. And I did release 10 songs. Here it is. Listen to it on Spotify. You'll check it out because that's my music. So that's what it is, you know, trauma. So the trauma of almost getting hurt getting hurt, bloodied, beat up, possibly almost killed, harassed, have been a fact since I was born. But it was because of ignorance and because of people's lack of education and diversity. So hatred comes in the form. That's why we have these laws to protect people. Especially, they need the laws to protect unique people. Because being unique is not crazy. It's just someone's ignorance. But my voice evolved, and I got training, and then I was on stage. I finally got to Sunset Strip performing. I don't know. I was over there trying bands and solo artists and jam bands that didn't work out. But I did them okay, you know. So, evolved. Rock, I was a rock vocalist, and then I became a rock pop vocalist, and then I became a pop vocalist. So, it evolved. But I'm still getting, you know, I'm in an area where, near Hollywood, where it's not perceived to be a place to be an artist. But a bunch of artists live over here because it's too expensive. There's a bunch of artists. I'm poor. I'm still a poor artist after all these years. And millions of artists, you know, all ages, shapes, and sizes is norm. When you're living near Hollywood, people have that dream. If it was Kansas or if I was living in, which I would never live, or maybe say Seattle, I would not be in that mode. I would be looking at the geographical boundaries and political boundaries, and I'd be thinking differently or trying to live differently. But I would never live in those places. Well, maybe except for Seattle, but Seattle, that's a different story. Seattle is such a liberal city I like. But even though I'm living in a perceived, you know, a liberal area where there's a bunch of Democrats, a lot of laws, a lot of cultural diversity, there still can be somebody who's close-minded, who don't understand boundaries, and I'm still dealing with it now. And I'm still dealing with harassment from people who simply do not understand boundaries, the ignorant lack of diversity, and the former people saying that they're, you know, a conservative or don't respect me as a homeowner. You know, I own a home, and they think they have a right to look in and stuff. So there are people like that no matter where I go. So I keep creating, so that perception that I had as a child that, gosh, some people in this, you know, people in this, on this planet are lack of education, ignorant, lack of diversity, close-minded, and they're dangerous. That went all through my life. And I also know that because I was a victim of crime in such a severe way when I was a child and as an adult, that I didn't want to be a tragedy. Because if I have a dream and if I have a talent, then I attract someone evil who comes my way, who I don't know, don't talk to. Perhaps it's because I got some fame on Twitter or so on, and I'm not necessarily famous. You know, I'm just, you know, there are millions of people doing the same thing, you know. I don't feel that way, but I am famous to an extent. I'm not Taylor Swift. That's my goal, to be Taylor Swift, yes. I hope I get discovered, but it's going to be hard, you know. But there's no guarantee what happened, but they should not be bothering me. And I don't think it's just that. I just think that they're ignorant. And I got people who do not understand that a bunch of Democrats and liberals are anti-hate laws, anti, you know, so much open-mindedness with laws and rules, and they still come from somewhere on the East Coast or wherever they come from and don't want to follow that. So even in a liberal area like Los Angeles, or I was in Los Angeles County, I had to protect myself and be careful not to hang around closed-minded people or criminals. And it was jealousy. It was because they wanted to take me off air because of the podcast. I mean, for no reason. Maybe they live, you know, they live near me and they don't understand. They're criminals. They're racist. They're religious bigots who call themselves Christians and don't know how to be open-minded. So I had to be careful. And then because of who I am, trying to be me, and I respond by complaining or have concern, the false, because of the another, how evil these people are, ignorant, lack of education, and irrational, and lack of diversity, make false allegations about me being crazy or mentally ill, and it's not true. It's not true at all. So I'm concerned about why I'm living with this. But it is true about California, what they say, California, some people out here are crazy. They don't understand basic common sense. Some people are. You know, but there's crazy people everywhere you go. But there's a lot of diversity. Everybody should be who they need to be. When I got into music, I tried to be open-minded. I wasn't as aware in dealing with people. Because I just look at people as like, okay, I need to be careful. But see, like, every, you know, keep an open mind. You know, here's a black person, here's a white person, here's a Latino person. You know, keep it. Now it's like, because of my experiences, okay, everybody should be who they need to be. But I had to be careful, whether they're black, white, or brown. It doesn't matter what race it is. They could be evil in every race or religion. People can go to church and believe that they believe in Jesus, and they could be the most evil person on the planet. So I had to be careful. So, yeah, that perception that there's a lot of ignorant people who are not rational, who believe in nonsense, who don't understand boundaries and regulations, it's still happening. But they just haven't gotten caught. But I believe that while most people are good, rational, and understand reality and will do the right thing, some people like near me don't understand that. But as I say, what's in the dark is going to come out in the light, and they will face the truth sooner or later. But I have to stay away from those people. Those are dream killers. I didn't come out to LA to deal with that. Came out to L.A. to be able to direct the companies, came out to L.A. to make music, came out to L.A. to be a star, to work as an artist, but also to devote myself and to better myself in other ways. Whether I'm poor or not, or employed, unemployed, I should be left alone. Other people should be left alone. There's a lot of ups and downs living in a big city. I had a very hard life, a bad life in terms of not getting the economic or the respect and recognition, even though I worked very hard for it, but I still go for it, and I still believe in a dream. And I know, you know, but regardless, you know, my music is important to me, so my music was used to communicate about these issues. I'm very rational on the inside. I see things purely truthful. I honestly do. I used to listen to what other people tell me, and then I really evaluate the situation, and then I got very more aware, and then I really had to think of my intellect, whether I know this information, and be sure of myself, and then get with other intellects, and then really make the decision. No, that's absolutely the truth. So I believe it's strongly the truth. So when I said so, a criminal who don't understand my boundaries or will try to press my buttons because of jealousy. Somebody said they want to take me off Vivo for no reason because of jealousy. It's evil. And I don't even talk to them or know them. That is irrational. what's irrational, crazy is someone who come up to me and think they want to hurt me to impress my buddies. They don't even know me. That's crazy. That's sick. They're dangerous. So I stay away from that. So when I'm at home, I try to keep it a close situation where I'm just trying to keep to myself and respect others, you know, not to stand out. But it's very difficult. I don't want to stand out or deal with friction or something, but there are evil people no matter where you go. I don't want to deal with no criminals. I don't know with no close-minded person, no homophobe, no religious zealot, no conservative racist who call themselves conservative and they're a racist person. They're racist. If you're a racist, they shouldn't. What are they doing living in Los Angeles? They're going to get caught. They're going to be charged with a hate crime, go to jail eventually. I mean, a lot of conservatives don't live in California. I mean, it's Democrats elected. They're not conservative. But I don't want to deal with some ignorant people. So, and I deal with people who don't understand that as an artist, this is artistic art, you know, making music, making movies is the biggest industry out here. And they think it's Kansas. They don't think like that. They're not artists. They think it's just another place. Even if it's in Palmdale, it's still nearby. But I would say Beverly Hills or Santa Barbara or Canoga Park or Van Nuys or Glendale. That's a lot of artists. I'm a very liberal person. I'm very open-minded to people. I respect all people. I think the world is filled with good people, mostly good people. But from my personal experience, I'm dealing with people. I come across people who are irrational, lack diversity, and lack respect for laws and rules. I don't want to deal with no outlaw or no racist or no criminal or no jealous, crazy person. When I say crazy, someone who's mentally ill, who don't know, who come up to me and take their lack thereof on me for no reason because of jealousy and I don't even know them. That's crazy. I don't want to deal with somebody who's been in the penitentiary. No, that's what will come around me. I don't want to deal with that. Or blame their religious zealous or talk about being a priest. I'm not even a Christian. I'm a Buddhist. Why is he talking about being a priest? I ain't interested in being no priest in this lifetime. This is not a place for priests. It's a place for being an artist, in my opinion. But I respect people's religious point of view. Just don't push it on me. That's not what religion is for. Religion is not to be used to harass people or to hurt people with it. People are not God. And racism, I mean, they cover up their racism and living in an area where it's so anti-racist. But dealing with strangers lacking sense is to stay away. And I'm telling people out there, stay away from irrational people or bigots, homophobes, and so on. Stay away from people who don't know the difference between right or wrong, who's got a mental illness. I have people who don't want me to succeed because of my skin color, and I don't even know them, and that's crazy. Listen, I do not deal with mentally ill people. I'm not an expert on that. I do not want to deal with that. I want to deal with my music, my art. I want to deal with just being peaceful, keep to myself. You know, inner peace is there. Outside of me is a concern. So since I was young, when I first had the memory that people are, some people around me were crazy, lack diversity, ignorant, lack of education on how to live around strangers. Now it's apparent now I'm still dealing with that. Unfortunately, I dealt with it in some parts of my family, but that's a long time ago. Now I'm dealing with in form of not only, you know, in some forms, with people around me who don't understand that fact of living around strangers or buildings or homes. We, you know, the stable person, mind their business, keep to themselves, and let people live. The unstable person is who can't mind their business and target people for no rational reason, who are troublemakers. And I didn't come out here for that. I came out here to make music. But it gives me ideas to write music. So, yes, I want to write a song about Yeah, the experience I had, a crazy person, or racism, or a peeping Tom, or stuff that should not be going on in society because it's illegal. Nobody deals with that. But these people keep it under wraps. They try to cover up their illness or whatever. And I'm not here to talk about them. I don't know why they come over here. I don't understand. But what's in the dark is going to come out in the light. If you get, you know, someone's sick or don't evil or whatever, it's going to come out in the light. And the lies about me, delusions and medication, is false. And it's just going to show itself in one way or the other. So I let God take over. Sometimes I get angry because it's like, what are these people doing on the planet hurting innocent people like me who's an artist because of their ignorance and lack of ability to, they lack control of their own life. You know, they're what you call the normal person. When, you know, there's a different, there are two types of norm. When I say norms, I'm talking about the healthy norm, you know, physically, that's one norm. Then there's the norms where the lower functioning people who are controlled by a religion or controlled by other people. They can't make decisions for themselves. They're controlled by their background, and at the same time they're trying to control others who are different from them. So though these people are limited, they don't make decisions for themselves. I wrote a book about it to the normal people in general. And I don't want to deal with somebody who's superficial, who want to control me with their religion and can't make their own individual decisions. Because you can't use religion to hurt people or harass people or to target people because of jealousy. You know, mentally ill people are all over the place. It's important that as an artist, I get to express myself. I get to remain sane. I get to stay away from this. But when I was born and when I'm now, I'm still dealing with the same thing. So it's important that I strongly believe in myself. I tell the truth, but I'm here to be an artist. An artist in the form of making music and to do podcasts. And everything I say is truthful. And I'm not backing away what I say because everything is factually correct. Whether or not I can show you, that's not the point. It's the point to express thyself to truth and honestly. You know, when I have, you know, they have gay marriage since 2022 is legal federally all over the country. They have gay marriage in California, which is a good thing since 2013, and people around me didn't know that or don't believe it. What are they doing in this state? Or I have people who, I don't understand. We are living on different spiritual levels. You can be the most religious person on this planet and still be a very evil person. But you could be the most non-religious person and be a very good, highly spiritual person. But that's for them. It's not for me to judge, but it is true. I stay with people who are stable and good. But that's why I write music. I write about all these experiences so I can be an artist to express thyself. You know, being unique is a good thing. Here's my song, Unique. That song was about my experiences of getting rejections, and it's very common to be rejected, but that's my goal, to be an artist, to be a professional artist. I'm not making music to be an amateur or to be for a hobby. It's my goal, because I want to be like those Prince. I want to be like Sheryl Crow. I want to be like Diane Warren, who made it as a songwriter from Van Nuys. I want to be like GNR, Motley Crue, all the numerous people who made it in rhythm and blues, rock, pop, to make it. But I also have the rationale of knowing that very few make it, and since it hasn't happened after all these years, there's a possibility it might not, but I still believe. I'm aware that it may not happen for that Hollywood dream as far as getting a record deal as I get older, but I believe that it can happen. You know, getting on indie level is the first step, or even being a songwriter. But I'm going to continue to be an artist, accept my uniqueness, believe in my thyself, and fight against anybody who try to hinder my potential. Unfortunately, there are people in my environment, building around me, who wants to hinder my potential for no rational reason because of jealousy, bigotry, and ignorance, and inability to respect boundaries. I let the law take care of itself and God take care of it. For me, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. Because I'm telling the truth. I am an artist to be a professional. I'm not out to be I'm not out in L.A. to be an amateur. And I stay away from bigots. I believe there's good in most good in everybody, mostly good. The world's filled with goodness. Unfortunately, I have to deal with evil in the form of irrationality. But I will win the war and continue to express thyself. Good day, good night from Dove Night.